The report analyzes three ways that invasive species like Asian carp enter the Great Lakes: swimming, fishing, or hitchhiking. The recommended plan would keep an electric barrier near the southern tip of Lake Michigan and blast noise there to bother the fish. There would also be water jets designed to remove small fish and boat launches located upstream and downstream of the Brandon Road Lock and Dam. The National Wildlife Federation's Drew Youngdyke says the Army Corps' $275 million plan looks promising.
When they use those different technologies, each one may have some weaknesses that are covered up by the other. So it looks like they're kind of making them run a gauntlet where even if they can make it through the first one, that second one's going to keep them from getting through.
The report was originally scheduled for a February release, but the Trump administration delayed the release amid concerns from legislators and members of the shipping industry. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti says Monday's report will hurt the Illinois economy and its commercial navigation industry. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.